This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational living room, laughter once again. Express our greetings to the rest of you in this valley. I express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you in your vibrational level, in your conscious reality. Now, once again, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as well, the information you receive in that telepathic interaction is many times much more pertinent and interesting to what it is that you desire to understand than is this information that we attempt to express to you through, once again, this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that participation, in that action of silent communication or telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness as a result of the collected energy that you have created to assist you in that reaching your, that altered state of consciousness in what you might refer to as a meditative state, and to be involved in that silent communication. And once again, while we would encourage you to become involved in that action, we would not for an instant suggest that it's an absolute necessity. The choice is yours, absolutely. Now, reality creation. What seems like a very difficult, complex, accomplishment is actually something that you do on a continual basis. And the simplicity of it is such that it's almost beyond comprehension, in that your reality is simply a validation of what it is that you believe. You, each of you existing within this vibrational level, once again, as we have suggested so many times, have put in place a veil, an electric magnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the creation process that you are involved in and that you utilize to create this reality that you experience. And yet you have, as a human consciousness and as individuals participating in that creation process, altered the very energy that backs up this vibrational level that you exist in, that allow you to consciously influence the reality in a manner that's been more difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past history. More difficult, but not impossible. And so many struggle with this creation process. Struggle with the seemingly complex conditions that exist to manipulate and to create the reality that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. You utilize the same techniques that are utilized in all of the other vibrational levels. You're simply not as aware of the utilization or how it is that you put those particular tools into motion to create what it is that you desire. You see, the irony of it is, that whether or not you in your awakened consciousness state believe that you are in control of your reality, whether or not you in your awakened consciousness state believe that you are the creator of your reality, you nonetheless do create all of the experiences that you have in this so-called awakened conscious state, in this vibrational level. It's your creation. Your creation in conjunction with other entities that you exist and interact and share this reality with. We've spoken many times of the various levels of beliefs or belief systems, and we've attempted to break it down so that it seems to have an easier ability to grasp the overall picture of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold that influence your reality. You have your human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems all interacting with each other to create the reality and influence the reality that you are experiencing. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to comprehend how it is that you create the reality. While influencing and altering reality seems as simple as changing a belief system, many times those belief systems are very difficult to alter or change. And they are belief systems that are influenced by, as we had suggested, the human consciousness belief system that you agreed to participate in when you entered into this vibrational level, and the so-called societal belief systems and the individual belief systems that influence your reality. And so while it's easier to change the individual belief systems than it is the societal, and easier again to change the societal than it is to change the human consciousness belief systems, nonetheless, for many, to change a belief or a belief system at all is very difficult. Many times because you don't understand what the belief is, because the belief was put in place in your altered state of consciousness. Belief that you agreed to participate in, to utilize in the creation of this reality. Altering this reality consciously involves the utilization of the manipulation or alteration of your beliefs or belief system. And for many that's a very difficult concept, once again, to grasp how it is that you change a belief or a belief system, particularly a belief which you've chosen what we refer to as an altered state of consciousness, a level of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational consciousness, where you make choices and decisions that influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. We continuously utilize your belief in time and space because it gives you a concept that you can grasp and attempt to understand. But time and space don't really exist. It's an illusion. Time is an illusion. It does not really exist. And so these levels of consciousness that we refer to are levels of consciousness that you are participating in the, for lack of a better terminology, in the now. So you're making those choices and you're bringing them into a reality. And in your awakened consciousness state, where you believe in this passage of time and space, it's difficult to grasp the concept that you were perpetuating and making decisions in the now. In other words, all of your existences, all of your incarnational periods are occurring simultaneously, once again, for lack of a better terminology. You see, it defies explanation, this understanding that time and space are illusionary. Because in your awakened consciousness state, any definition that you attempt to utilize through the use of a vocabulary is based upon the belief in time and space. When we talk about in the now, that's referring to time. When we talk about the present or the past or the future, it's once again referring to the concept of time and space. Very difficult to grasp the concept that it is all occurring. You need to utilize the term of simultaneously is referring to something that is occurring within the definitions or the understanding of time and space. And so it becomes almost impossible to give you an example of the concept of time and space that are illusionary to the utilization of some type of vocabulary. We have suggested that it's possible for you to go inside, to meditate if you wish, to alter your consciousness and to get a glimpse of the understanding of the concept of no time and no space. That possibility exists for each of you. You can go within inside and you can grasp that concept that time and space are illusionary, and perhaps as a result of grasping at least the understanding that it's possible that time and space don't exist, then the understanding as well that your beliefs are beliefs that you choose in altered states of consciousness in the so-called now, where time and space is non-existent. Again, very difficult to give an explanation. And so you exist in your awakened consciousness state, and you struggle with this concept of creation, conscious creation. How do we do that? How do you accomplish that? Even though, as we have suggested, you in your new age, new energy, have put in place a type of electromagnetic type of energy that makes it more available to you to consciously influence and create your reality than what's been available to you in your so-called past. But nonetheless, for many still remains a very difficult concept to grasp. To suggest that it's simply a validation of beliefs is in its simplest form. It's for many very difficult to grasp as well. How do you change a belief if you don't understand consciously what the belief is? The process that you utilize to create your reality involves a variety of steps, if you wish, that are all working in unison with one another. It's like you have a circle, and drawn around this circle are all of the particular elements that you utilize to create your reality. And you utilize them whether you are consciously aware of it or not. You see, that's the irony. You utilize the creation process. You do it continuously. You're just not aware of the process, or at least don't feel that you accept the responsibility for, and therefore have the ability to alter this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you have these methods or techniques, if you wish. You have certain elements that you utilize to create your reality. And each of you utilize and create your reality from the same methods, if you wish, the same tools, the same raw materials. And so you look at this sucker of particular elements that you utilize, and it doesn't matter where you step in, the one is connected to the other and they interact with each other, and you can't do one without influencing and altering the other. And conversely, as you alter that one, you influence and alter each other of these techniques, if you wish, of these materials that you use to correct and influence your reality, your thoughts and feelings. Your thoughts and feelings, they are based upon choices, decisions that you make. And the choices and decisions that you make indeed are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. One interacts with the other. And the thoughts and feelings and the choices and decisions influence your beliefs and your attitudes. And your beliefs and attitudes as well influence your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions. And so they interact with each other. And each of them interacting with each other to influence your beliefs and your belief systems also has an impact upon your expectation of what it is that you expect to bring into this reality, what your experience will be. And that experience, that expectation, is simply a validation of your imagination of what it is that you desire. And the desire is influenced by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your beliefs and attitudes. And so they work together. And it's all of those combination and utilization of those so-called raw materials or those methods or techniques that you utilize to create your reality. And you do it continuously. You do it without even consciously you being aware of it. But you do it. You see, whether you lack it or not in your awakened consciousness, that the reality that you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. The reality you experience is validating the desires that you have. Now that's difficult for many to accept when the reality is a less than desirable reality. But that's in your awakened consciousness state. The stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. It doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong. You exist in this vibrational level to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible. And those emotions and feelings, those emotions and feelings are influenced by your choices and decisions, by your beliefs and attitudes, by what it is that you desire, by your imagination and your expectation. And your expectation is influenced by what it is that you believe. Your expectation is influenced by your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions, and so they all interact with each other. You can't take one away without influencing all the rest. And you can't alter one without influencing all the rest as well. You see, you can sit there and say that you desire to have a certain reality. You may desire to have abundance, for example. Or relationships, it doesn't matter what it is. Understand what it is that you desire. Be specific. Utilize your thoughts and feelings when you're determining what it is that you desire. You see, many individuals desire to have success, for example. But they don't really sit down and understand what it is that they believe would be successful and to bring to them through that success the emotions and feelings that they desire to experience. So it's important to understand what it is that you desire, that what it is that you desire is going to influence the emotions and feelings that you have. If you desire to have success, and that success is based upon some type of belief that abundance will bring you the emotions and feelings that you desire. But you don't really utilize your imagination of what it would be like. You just feel that somehow having this abundance will give to you that emotion and feeling that you desire. That you will somehow achieve that happiness that you desire. And yet when you achieve the abundance, because you haven't utilized the imagination of what it is that you truly desire to experience through this achievement of success, then you get what it is that you have coming through your expectations, through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings that are influencing your beliefs and attitudes, which are validated through the reality that you experience. So understand what it is that you desire. Be specific what it is that you desire. And with that desire and that being specific, understand as well that there must be the expectation that comes through the utilization of your imagination. You see, many individuals would desire this abundance, whatever that might be. For many, it's to have an unlimited amount of resources, for example. And yet, they really don't have the expectation that they can accomplish that type of reality creation process. So you sit down and suggest that you desire this abundance, but you really don't expect it to occur. What do you think that spark of consciousness that you are looks at? What do you think your choices and decisions would be that influence your belief system if you really don't expect that it's possible for you to accomplish? And so the expectation becomes all important. And through the desire as well, it's important to utilize your imagination. What would it be like? You see, you may desire to have some type of a relationship. Without utilizing your imagination of what it would be like to be involved in that relationship, and without having the expectation to create the type of relationship that you may have utilized in your imagination, you fail to achieve the type of emotions and feelings that you desire to come from that relationship. You may most certainly be involved in a relationship, but it may not be the type of relationship that you have utilized in your imagination, but it could be the type of relationship that you expect to achieve because of the choices and decisions that you make, because of the thoughts and feelings that you hold regarding interactions with other entities that influence your beliefs and belief systems, as whether or not you have the expectation to be involved in the type of relationship that allows you to achieve the emotions and feelings that you desire. So it's a vicious circle. And it's important to understand that you can't be involved in one portion or one utilization of a method or technique without understanding the impact of the overall creation process, that your thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions, influence your beliefs and attitudes, influence what it is that you desire, influence your imagination and what it is that you truly have for an expectation in your creation process. You can't eliminate one of them and say, well, I'm not going to bother with that one. I'm not going to worry about my choices and decisions. I'm simply going to have this desire and imagination and expectation. But I'm not going to worry about the choices and decisions that I make on a day-to-day basis, because I've done all of these other steps in the imagination, in the desire, and it's going to occur. And so you are presented with opportunities that you create It's because you don't utilize your choices and decisions. You allow those opportunities to simply dissipate, based upon a choice not to become involved in that type of a decision. You see, you can't eliminate one without the other. To decide to do nothing is a choice. You see, when one's involved in a reality creation process, let's say, for example, that one has a situation where one wishes to lose a portion of their weight. We hesitate to utilize examples because they always have shortcomings. But nonetheless, we utilize an example of one wishing to lose some weight. Now, you utilize your desires. My desire is to accomplish a certain target for what my weight will be. So you set the target. You have put in place the desire. And then you utilize your imagination of what it would be like to experience that type of reality. And then you say, well, that's within my capacity to achieve. I can accomplish that goal, that desire that I have set. And I can imagine what it would be like. And so you utilize and have the expectation. And so you put that all in place and you say, well, I've done all of this. I've sat down and I've meditated and I've utilized my imagination and I can see myself being in this target area. I can see myself being the desired weight and it's all going to occur because I expect it to occur. And then you make the choice and decision to do absolutely nothing but to continue to exist the way you have existed. You see, there can be many influences that are responsible for that weight problem that you may have. It can be hereditary. It can be dietary. It can be lack of exercise. And some of them are very difficult for you to alter. But some of them are within your ability to easily alter in your awakened consciousness state. And to make a choice or a decision is necessary for you to accomplish that which you desire, that which you imagine, and that which you expect to occur. You see, to do nothing involves a choice or a decision to validate a belief or a belief system or an attitude. To make a choice to do nothing is still to make a choice. Make a choice to do nothing requires the same amount of energy to continue to facilitate and exist in your vibrational level as it does to make a choice or a decision to do something that may appear to be very complicated. So you may have to make a choice that you're not going to alter your diet and you're not going to exercise, you're simply going to sit there and meditate and it's all going to occur. And deep inside, you hold a belief. A human consciousness belief system, partly, and a societal belief system, and an individual belief system, that the way to alter your weight problem is that you do necessary steps, that you do necessary things to accomplish what it is that you desire, what you imagine, and what you expect. So to make a choice to not be involved in that type of activity is to make a choice to not bring into your reality that which you desire. Because you see, you don't have the expectation, regardless of what it is that you may believe in your awakened consciousness, that you harbor a belief system that you have not altered. So you must make the choice or decision to alter your reality. You must make the choice or decision that will influence your attitudes and beliefs which will impact your thoughts and feelings. and so the circle continues, and you cannot eliminate one. And so that's a choice or a decision that you must make. The irony of it is that you do make it continuously. You see, to alter your so-called weight problem could involve, once again, the alteration of many belief systems that influence the reality that you experience, none of which are entirely within your capacity to alter completely. For example, once again, it could be a hereditary trait that you have chosen in your altered state of consciousness to hold within your DNA as a belief system. Very difficult for you to alter. But there are other influences that exist that are human consciousness and societal and individual belief systems that you can alter. And so you make a choice to alter your diet, for example. And for some it may seem difficult to alter that diet. It can be a very difficult choice. Very difficult choice because you hold a belief and a belief system that you must alter. You have thoughts and feelings that are influenced by these beliefs, by these attitudes that are the result of your past desires, imagination and expectation. So you must alter. You must change. For one to make that change can be very difficult, perhaps, because you, once again, hold beliefs and belief systems. But for another individual who exists, having already made those choices, who hold in their belief system that it's possible for them to be involved in some type of an exercise program and a diet that allows them to maintain the desired weight system, if it is difficult for them to alter their belief systems, to become involved in a situation where they remove the exercise from their daily regime and alter their diet to a diet where they can achieve a weight problem. You see, for them, the alteration is just as difficult. For them to achieve some type of a weight gain can be a very difficult problem because they have to alter their choices and decisions. They have to alter their belief systems, their thoughts and feelings. And so it requires an effort, regardless of what it is that you desire. It requires that you utilize your choices and decisions and understand that you utilize that choice and decision regardless of which direction you go. That's the irony. That's the difficult explanation. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. Understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Have the expectation. Like who you are. And once again, it's important to like who you are, because you see, liking who you are influences your capacity to have an expectation that you can and are worthy of experiencing the reality that you desire. Like who you are. Make the choices and decisions that will influence your thoughts and feelings, that will have an impact upon your attitude and your belief systems, to bring into your reality that which you desire. Understand that it doesn't matter what you do. It all requires a choice and a decision and an action. If you choose to sit on the couch and do nothing, that's an action and a choice that some who have made the decision to be very active would find very difficult to accomplish. Either one is as difficult to accomplish as the other. Either one requires a choice and a decision, a validation of a belief or a belief system. Your choice, your decision, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your imagination and desires and expectations. For someone to be involved in a relationship that is a fulfilling and satisfying relationship would be as difficult for them to step out of that relationship as it would be for someone who has a difficult time achieving satisfactory or desirable relationships. Each one requires a choice. Each one requires a validation of a belief or a belief system. Each one desires the utilization of what it is that you desire, your imagination and your expectation. Each one requires the validation of beliefs based upon your choices and decisions that are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. And it is as difficult for what seems to be someone in a positive relationship to offer that relationship as it is for someone who seemingly has a difficult time becoming involved in relationships. Because each of them are validations of beliefs or belief systems that they hold. We're not for an instance suggesting that the reality you experience can be replaced by a better reality. That's your choice. You see, we do not judge whether or not the reality you experience is better than another reality. You create the reality to validate your beliefs, and in that aspect we rejoice in your creation process. We do not judge whether or not it's right or wrong to be involved in various techniques. It doesn't matter what the technique is, what the method is. Understand that it's simply a validation of belief systems. If you believe, for example, that you have guides and angels that are correcting your reality, then just be sure that you create good guides and angels that will give to you that which you desire. It's your creation. It's your reality. It's not right or wrong. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. If you wish to alter the illusion, understand what it is that you desire. Be specific. Utilize your imagination. Be honest with yourself as to whether or not you have the expectation. If you don't feel that you have the expectation, then take the necessary steps to bring it into your conscious state of mind. Like who you are. List your principles. List the principles and apply them. Strengthen the character. This is to express love and self-love. Like who you are. So that you have the expectation. Utilize the imagination. You see, yes, if you have the capacity to be involved in an altered state of consciousness that you like to refer to as meditation. The most difficult part about meditation is utilizing the time that it takes that's required to meditate. So many individuals would suggest that they don't know how to meditate. you don't know how not to meditate. That's the irony. You don't know how not to meditate. Many don't understand that meditation is simply an alteration of your consciousness. Each of you alters your consciousness each and every day that you exist in your so-called time space in this vibrational level. Each of you alters your consciousness continuous basis daily. So you know how to alter your consciousness, absolutely. The difficult aspect of meditation is taking the time to meditate. Taking the time to simply sit down and close your eyes and utilize your imagination for whatever it is that you desire. What would it be like? And to utilize that imagination to achieve the reality that you desire. It can be greatly enhanced through the meditative process. But so many would suggest that they don't know how to meditate. And again, we would suggest that you don't know how not to meditate. Simply close your eyes. Allow your consciousness to seemingly drift off. Utilize your imagination. Meditation is simply an alteration of your consciousness by maintaining an awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Each of you has that capacity. Many would suggest it's a difficult process, so they don't even attempt to try. Once again, the most difficult aspect of meditation is setting aside the time on a daily basis to participate in that activity. Utilize meditation to enhance your expectation, to enhance your imagination. Understand that your thoughts and feelings are within your capacity to alter, to influence your choices and decisions. Understand that when you alter your choices and decisions, when you take action, when an opportunity presents itself and you take the action, it begins to influence your beliefs and your attitudes. And as you alter your beliefs and attitudes, you alter the reality. You all exist within this vibrational level with this human consciousness belief in time and space. And so for many, the passage of time greatly enhances the seemingly positiveness of the reality you're experiencing and alters as well the belief and as a result the attitude and as a result the influence on your choices and decisions which influence your thoughts and feelings which indeed have the capacity to enhance your expectation to experience that which you desire. It requires an effort. It requires a choice. It requires a decision. It requires paying attention to your thoughts and feelings. Understanding the thoughts and feelings are influenced by your choices. You control your reality. You can control it by default, or you can control it by paying attention to the attitude, paying attention to what it is that you desire, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, and taking action upon the opportunities by making the choices and decisions when those opportunities present themselves. You create it all, including the opportunities. You put the opportunities there. You put all of the reality there. your reality. It's your choice. To do nothing is to make a choice. To suggest that you're not in control is to make a choice. You utilize the entire sphere, if you wish, of these raw materials to create the reality that you're experiencing. You have within you the capacity to make the choice to create the reality you desire. It's important to understand that you exist in this reality through your choice to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why you're here. You're here by your choice. You're here because you choose to be involved in the creation process with the limitations of understanding how it is that you create this reality. You choose to be involved in that creation process for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings. Many times the reality brings in emotions and feelings that you in your awakened consciousness state have difficulty accepting. Even in altered states of consciousness, it can be very difficult for you to accept. But we assure you that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. And that you create this reality to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. That you are the God you search for. And that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Utilize your thoughts and feelings to influence your choices and decisions, to have an impact upon your beliefs and attitudes. Understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination and then understand your expectation. Be aware of why it is that you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You are the creator of your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All of the rest is an illusion. All of the rest is your creation. All of the rest is a creation that you are involved in where you limit your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state who and what you truly are. It's your choice. It's your reality. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, for a moment or two, we would bid each of you a farewell with love and with peace. Thank you.